cut one.
I, the teacher full name,
James R. Thompson,
do solemnly swear,
do solemnly swear,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of Illinois,
and the Constitution of the State of Illinois,
and that I will faithfully discharge the duties,
and that I will faithfully discharge the duties,
of the office of the Governor of the State of Illinois,
of the office of Governor of the State of Illinois,
to the best of my ability,
to the best of my ability.
Two.
For Illinois in 1983, it is now or never. If we come together and first face, then fairly solve our problems, few states can compete with us as we advance in economic ranks into the next century. Cowardice in facing, vacillation in reconciling, failure in solving our problems will leave us far behind in the ranks, sharecropping the abundance of those who were braver and wiser and more courageous. The choice is ours, but the choice is now.
Cut three.
Full work.
I am not fearful. I am confident. I am not hesitant. I am ready to act. I am not disheartened. I am challenged. And so must all of us be.
Cut four.
And I'm tired. I'm tired of all the bullets going around here in the city of Chicago. I'm tired. I'm tired of going upstairs and have to count my own signatures and be threatened, being thrown off the ballot, be threatened that you have to take a lawsuit. I'm just tired.
Cut five.
It's a rotten system. It should be changed. Money is more important than God. That's what the system says. And if that stays as a rule, it's no better than Russia.
Cut six.
Oh, that was a stupid error on my part. I insulted you ladies. I insulted housewives. And I think the mayor runs the city like I would run my car. And I know nothing about my car.
Cut seven.
I am grateful to Mayor Byrne for her support. She was generous with her support. I received financial support from her. I received financial support with her blessings from the organization of the Democratic Party in Cook County, and I am grateful.
Eight.
My obligation is to the people. I am indebted to all of the candidates for mayor. They all supported me, but they know I am not influenced by money. And if there was any doubt about it, I made it very clear to Mr. Zweibel when he offered money on the condition that I support the mayor.
Nine.
The conversation took place very early in the campaign, and it was indicated that substantial funds would be available, and in return that I should support the mayor. I rejected it on those terms. I have never been influenced by money. I will never be influenced by money, and I wouldn't be here today supporting Richard Daley for mayor if it were otherwise.
Cut 10.
Thank you very much. I have looked forward to participating in this forum at the college that bears my father's name.
Cut 11.
We have also just received word from the advance man for Mayor Byrne that she will not be appearing. Richard Michael Daley will be here.
Cut 13.
I wasn't kidding when I said it's the largest group I've addressed.
One group I addressed wasn't quite as large. They booed. I hope that when I leave, you won't boo. You don't have to clap, but don't boo.
Cut 14.
Before I stood up here, whether or not that was libel to say that Thompson sucks, I had to respond that in situations like this, the burden of proof will be on him to prove it is not true.
Cut 15.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Cut 16 does not exist. Here's cut 17.
In spite of the tax increase, shut up. Look, in spite of the tax increase that we had to accept, we still have the largest tax cut in history.
Cut 18.
Keep quiet of those stories about paying your taxes.
Go to hell.
Hey, you don't pay your taxes.
Go to hell.
Who said I didn't pay taxes?
Who said I didn't pay taxes? Who said I didn't go to jail for not paying taxes?
You got a real nice attitude.
Yeah, I got a nice attitude.
You got good speech, but you don't pay your taxes. It's all over the paper.
Everything in the paper is true. That's why you're so dumb, you bastard.
This is cut 19.
Yeah, that commitment is there, yes, absolutely. They will submit three names for each vacancy, and I will be confined to those three names.
You will never make an end run around?
I can't see any circumstances which would permit me to deviate or cause me to deviate from it.
Cut 20.
Don't worry about my wife. She's given me her assurance that I have her vote. That's all I'm expecting. I think she's made an independent judgment that the fact that I'm a candidate for the presidency doesn't necessarily mean she has to be a candidate. This Reagan administration is willing to throw its arms, literally throw its arms around any military dictator who's got enough money to buy a pair of sunglasses. The time has come for the United States to stand for something other than that. You let me look at a family's budget as to how they spend their money, and I'll tell you a lot about the values, the aspirations, the fears and hopes of that family. You can do the same thing with the federal government. And what I would like to do is to provoke a reexamination of how the United States government is spending our money, even if it turns out that I'm not nominated. And that I'm not the next president of the United States, if at the end of the whole effort, I hear people across this country saying George McGovern makes sense, that will be reward enough.
Cut 21.
I know how to distinguish in the people's mind from this charade about Reaganomics working. I know how to really strengthen our defense with less money. I've been a hawk. I got a bill for the draft. Been in for a couple of years. They know me. And we can expose Ronald Reagan for the facade and charade that he is.
Cut 22.
He's a sheep. He can't pay his tax. He can't do anything.
And he's going to have the rest of them doing the same thing.
Keep the people out of his lawyer's fee or a dirt fee. He's no good.
You'll have all the colored doing exactly what he did.
You wouldn't support Washington?
No way. No way. No way.
I don't like him.
Why?
Because I don't like his ways or anything else.
I don't like him. That's period. I like Upton. He's a better businessman than I like him.
Let him go back to Cottage Grove where he belongs.
Cut 23.
What we have here in Harold Washington's record is a clear pattern of behavior in matters large and small that stretches over a period of almost 30 years. A pattern of disregard for the law, a pattern of failure to meet his basic legal responsibilities, a pattern of refusal to honor his financial obligations.
Cut 24.
If you're looking for something new, it's happening down at Wrigley Field.
The Gamer's Beer is crazy brew. The cups are getting tough and it's for real.
Here's Cub manager Lee Elia.
They're really, really behind you around here. My fucking ass. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my fucking players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it? For the fucking nickel dime people that show up? The motherfuckers don't even work. That's why they're out at the fucking game. They ought to go out and get a fucking job and find out what it's like to go out there and earn a fucking living. 85% of the fucking world's working. The other 15 come out here. Fucking playground for the cocksuckers.
Come to
Wrigley
Field.
The cops are
prowling. At Wrigley Field.
Cut 25.
And the phony question and charges of fraud has been as evident today as it was 30 or 40 years ago. And they haven't proved a damn thing. They hollered fraud in 1960 on Kennedy. And when it came time, this Democratic Party, if you will, agreed to pay half the cost of counting all the ballots in the state of Illinois, and we will turn down by the Republican Party. Is that fraud? What kind of fraud is it? It's mental fraud on themselves.
Cut 26.
If he wants to deny Mr. McClain, let him deny him. But ladies and gentlemen, the facts are there. He has the support of a convicted pimp and panderer in his race to be the chief law enforcement officer of this county.
Cut 27.
It's an insult to every woman in the city of Chicago or the county of Cook to think that a convicted pimp and a panderer would be leading the Bloom candidacy for state's attorney and the other candidacies that Mr. Washington apparently is supporting.
Cut 28.
I have absolutely no relationship with Mr. McClain. I did not ask him to support my candidacy. I did not discuss my candidacy with him. I have never called Mr. McClain on the telephone. I think it is an absolutely scurrilous way to attempt to defend Richie Daley by trying to smear my character in any way whatsoever.
Cut 29.
Ed Burke stood up on Monday at the Cook County Central Committee and cast his vote for Richie Daley. The second day after that vote, he now comes out and begins to attack the candidate running against Rich Daley. There is absolutely no reason why Ed Burke would have said anything today about the state's attorney's race unless he was doing it at the direction of Richie Daley.
Cut 30.
I'm 86. I'm proud of it.
By that ordinance, someone your age would not be able to hold a city job. You think that's...
I can hold a city job well as anybody else. And I got to retire, or I should retire 11 years ago, blank.
31.
Person's healthy, whether 55 or 75, what difference does it make? But a person is a 40 or 50, and he's sickly, they got one foot in the grave, not one in the banana peel, then it's all right for them to work. One.
32.
Oh, Pastor Devlin, there's my little wife here, see that? This is Mrs. Marshall, and she's worrying about getting something to eat. Don't worry, I'll get something to eat, honey.
I want you to eat something.
Don't worry, I know I will.
Yes, he's got to eat.
33.
I can't talk for what they do today. I can talk what I did for 62 years, and I do that as long as I live.
The younger people, they won't take what we older people took. You have to give and take a little, you know.
34.
Send the actor back to the ranch to ride into the sunset.
Knock Ronald Reagan out of the box.
Remove the Republicans from the face of this political earth.
This state wants Ronald Reagan out.
With all of us together, we can win in November.
35.
Somebody asked me today whether I was suffering from jet lag. And I said, well, the last time I got off the plane, I shook my wife's hand and kissed Cap Weinberger. Then I came to the Middle West to speak about the Middle East. It is indeed true. It is rare that we disagree, Chuck Percy, over the last 17 months. And on those minor occasions where that happens, I'm the one that's right. Now, I want you to know you have me fresh from a television triumph, Bob Hope's birthday spectacular. I want you to know I've been funny on national television for the last 12 months, and this is the first time I really meant it.
36 in four cuts.
Let's all sing for She's a Jolly Good Fellow. Please.
They know that Polish proverb, co Pan Bóg nie potrafi, tam pośle kobietę. What God can't do, he sends a woman.
When you're in a three-way race, even being 7 points, 8 points, 10 points ahead against two, you still have to work right up until the last moment. But I'm really counting on all of you to help, and I hope that you will. Punch 10 on Tuesday. Will you? Thank you. Thank you.
37.
President Reagan showed no emotion immediately after Missouri cast the votes that gave him the Republican nomination for re-election, but soon he was smiling, waving, and kissing Mrs. Reagan for the cameras. He told reporters he'd been sweating out the vote and allowed as how he'd probably accept renomination.
Oh, we've been sweating this out. We finally made it.
Does that mean you're going to accept?
If you didn't catch what he said, the president joked that he'd been sweating out the vote, and he guessed he'd accept the nod. Barbara Campbell with the president in Dallas.
38.
Absolutely not. This is not a game of words, it's a game of deeds. This matter could have been resolved completely if Alderman Burke, Alderman Vodoliak, and the rest of them, after they passed that last ordinance, had simply walked out and forgotten about it. They didn't do that. They came back with the same old doo-doo. And it goes on and on and on. Walked back into the council and tried to pass another furlough plan, having known it wouldn't go anyplace, trying to irritate constantly this administration and the 20 who held tight. Why shouldn't I express myself? I don't recall a day in the life of either of these gentlemen when they spoke kindly to me or about me. No, I'm going to continue to talk that way, and if anybody's mind is so superficial as to assume that this is the cause of the problem, they're not looking at the problem. The problem's very simple. These gentlemen have governmental prerogatives to which they're not entitled. We're going to take them away. They don't like it, and so they're squealing. We're still going to take them away. And they talk about me, they talk about me. If I may paraphrase Richard Daley, they pillorize me, they castigate me, they even criticize me. So I have a right to respond to it, and I will respond to it in my own hoodish manner. Hoodish. I'm from the hood. I'm from the hood.